Good Tuesday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Political Playbook audio briefing sponsored by AARP. The president and the White House are fond of saying that it's Democrats who are standing in the way of a big-time rewrite of the nation's immigration laws. Next time he tries to squarely blame Democrats, we should ask him this. How did purging top officials at DHS move you closer to an immigration overhaul? The president has been stymied by both the legislative process and his administration. If you're a vulnerable Republican senator, how do you feel about the president vowing to get tougher at the border? There are a slew of backlash stories to the president's decision to clean house at DHS. The Washington Post reports that Senator Chuck Grassley said in an interview that he was very concerned about reports Trump would also fire the director of the Citizenship and Immigration Services. Burgess Everett, John Bresnahan, and Melanie Zanona quote John Cornyn as saying it's a mess, summing up the dynamic on the border and in Washington. Cornyn and Joni Ernst both had supportive words for the job DHS Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen was doing. The Wall Street Journal reports the U.S. moved to impose tariffs on $11 billion worth of EU goods. Just a reminder, our book, The Hill to Die On, is in stores everywhere today. An interesting spotted for you, former Virginia AG Ken Cuccinelli, who has been mentioned as a potential nominee for DHS, was hanging out with hundreds of other UVA basketball fans at the Marquette Hotel in downtown Minneapolis before last night's NCAA National Championship. Virginia won. Asked if he had been contacted about being on the DHS Secretary shortlist, he said he was just rooting for UVA tonight. Stephen Shepard writes about a new Politico Morning Consult poll that found that Joe Biden is still atop the Democratic field after a rough week. The Morning Consult surveys found that Biden still had the support of 32% who said they intend to participate in a Democratic primary or caucus. That's 9 points ahead of Bernie Sanders, the next closest candidate at 23%. Our colleagues Andrew DiSiderio and Kyle Cheney have the scoop on how Attorney General Bill Barr will face Democrats this morning when he appears to talk about DOJ's budget. But Democratic lawmakers plan to use the opportunity to ask about the Mueller report. On the 2020 front, Eric Swalwell announced his presidential run Monday because why not? Swalwell is in the same 2012 House class as Beto O'Rourke and Tulsi Gabbard. John Rogers, who served as executive director of the NRCC in the 2018 cycle, is launching Torchlight Strategies with longtime creative operative Jason Meath. The firm will focus on TV and digital creative work. Here's what's on tap for Trump's Tuesday. Trump will be with Egyptian President al-Sisi in the White House today. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.